Morning, Patrick. Ken Weeb, Sportsnet.ca. Last week when we talked, you said you couldn't really imagine playing playoff hockey in 2 weeks. How are you feeling a week later?
I guess just try to, get the legs and hands back. But, yeah, it's definitely closer than it was a week ago. But still there's some work to do, as always. But feeling at least a little bit better.
I was going to say, What do you feel has progressed the most, and what do you guys need to work on here during this final week before the games get rolling?
I think a little bit more just contact and just physicality in our practice. I think that's something we haven't done too much. So that's definitely one thing, and just try to get back to speed. I think that's something we need to do now for the last week before the game starts, and we'll be ready to go.
What for you personally? I mean, there's so much talk about being in the bubble. What are some of the must-have items for you as you get ready to pack for the road trip?
I think just my gaming station. That's pretty much it for me. And a toothbrush. That's it.
That's important for sure. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hi, Patrick. Ted Wyman here from the Winnipeg Sun. Some teams around the league are doing more scrimmaging than you guys are. What do you like about the way you're doing it in terms of trying to get up to speed?
No, I don't mind it. I think we're just doing the usual stuff we always do. I really like the drills we're doing. I think it's just does really good stuff for us, especially try to get back to speed and all the up and down drills. I think they're good for us, and all the teams have different drills and what they're doing, but I think I really enjoy what we're doing here.
You mentioned trying to get the physicality ramped up a little bit. How do you do that in practice when you're just going against teammates?
Well, I think it's just the same way. You gotta prepare everybody to be physical. You can give a couple of hits. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that you're gonna run around and just destroy guys. It's just give a little bit of physicality, shoulder against shoulder, just a little bit, so the guy next to you is gonna get ready just like you are. So I think that's something we need to do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Patrick, was Paul Evans from TSN 1290. Was there a noticeable difference in the pace and tempo to the skate and drills this morning prior to the scrimmage?
I have no idea what you said. I can't hear you. What are you talking?
I got a mask on. No. Was there an increased pace today over the other days in the drills that you guys did this morning prior to the scrimmage?
I think today was a good day for us. I think it was, tomorrow's an off day. So I think today was supposed to be a little bit heavier. I think the scrimmage is really good for us. Try to kind of do our systems a little bit and try to get up and down the ice and, all the 5-on-5 and, 3-on-2 drills before that. I think that's good for us and gets kind of the lungs and the legs going. So I think today was a good day, and tomorrow good off day, and then back to work.
And the last one for me, you guys haven't had to answer any questions this year about lack of playoff experience, because most of you have a lot of it now. And I'm wondering if you've been thinking about drawing on some of that previous experience the last couple of years entering the beginning of August against Calgary.
I think most of us has been in a playoff team before and played playoffs before, so that's not new to us. And a lot of the guys were in the team when we made it to the conference finals, so everybody kind of knows what to expect and how to win series. And just try to repeat those things we did the last couple of years. But I think it helps us, but it's still a whole new year, different series, different opponents. So it'll be a new challenge, but something we're definitely ready for.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, Patrick, Jason Bell from the Winnipeg Free Press. Appreciate you talking to us today. Patrick, you talked about, you know, there's things you got to work on. I mean, is the shot there for you right now? Is your shot where you want it to be? And if it is, great. And if it's not, is it because of just the break you've had? Is it because we're in the middle of July and you'd normally be doing something else? And is there still time to work on it?
Yeah, I don't think it's there yet. I think just used to at this time of the year have a different club in my head. So it's kind of weird right now, but yeah, just try to find it. It's still a couple weeks, and but I think I can still shoot okay. Still better than Nikki, but still kind of trying to find it. But it'll be good when the puck drops.
What does that mean, trying to find it for the layman like me? I mean, is it repetition? Are you just, you know, building your speed and your
No, I think it's just try to get the feel back. You know, haven't skated much and haven't touched my sticks too much. So I think it's just the feel is kind of lost, but it'll be there when we skate often and you know, practice hard. So it'll be there.
Last one, real quick one. Just talk about the trio of you and Cody and Ehlers. I mean, you know, how it's working out, the chemistry before the break, and how you see yourselves going against the Flames.
Yeah, I think we had some good things going on before the break, and now kind of still searching a little bit, but yeah, we're working on it, and hopefully we can play well against the Flames and you know, help our team to win.
Sorry, Patrick, Ken Weeb again. Just going back to your sticks, it looked like you were testing out a CCM at one point, or were my eyes deceiving me?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
What are the reasons for that?
Nothing, just for fun.
Then one last one. Is there anything you can draw on from your World Cup experience? Like, that would be the only other time where you have that long of a block before between games, and then you know that you're going right into kind of playoff type of atmosphere rather than having a regular preseason.
Yeah, not really. We didn't have a good tournament, so don't wanna remember that tournament anymore. So pretty much nothing to take out of that tournament. So just try to figure out something new, and you know, just learn about this series as it is.
Thank you.
Patrick, it's Sarah from TSN. And sorry, I didn't hear Jason's question well, so I'm not sure if you already answered this, but how is it that you'll know when if you feel your game is back? Like, what indicators do you look for?
I don't even know. I think I kind of feel like during the year, it might be a little bit off every once in a while, but I think it's just when the hands and feet are going, you know, being able to make plays and not lose the puck every time you touch it, and maybe even score a couple goals in practice. Like, that would be a fun thing to do. But I think those are just some things when you're just like you're feeling it. You're inside the game. You're feeling the game, and you know, obviously touching pucks a lot obviously helps. And you know, getting some shots at the net too. So yeah, those are maybe a couple things I'm thinking about.
We've spoken a lot recently about the fact that there won't be fans in the arena when you guys play. Is there any challenge, or what do you anticipate maybe a challenge being of it being all empty in the stands and maybe even behind the goaltender, like whether it be depth perception? Is there any potential challenges that you could see with just empty seats if that's what we see?
No idea. Haven't played without fans before, so that's kind of new to me. But I think it's just because you can hear everything on the ice, and you can hear the opponents talk. You can just hear everything. So I think that's just gonna be weird. But it's still the same sport. It's there's everybody still has sticks, and there's one puck on the ice. So that's still the same sport, but no fans, so I think it'll be good, and it's the same situation for everybody.